As Afghanistan records its largest opium harvest, these graves tell a story as to just what the effect of that is on the people of this country. This is Ghulam Nabi, his friend Abdul Karim, who were hanged in Iran for trying to cross the border smuggling sacks of opium. The reward, had they got to the other side, would have been as little as $100, that's about £70. The penalty for them and other men whose bodies ended up in this graveyard was death. They came from the village down the hill, which, because of this rather curious trade that many of the men in the village have become involved in, is known locally as Widow's Village. It's changed its name. That's the profound effect on families in this part of Afghanistan of this difficult and grim trade. This is one of the world's most unstable frontiers between Afghanistan and Iran. Over here behind the wire you can see Afghans who are coming home, having been working in Iran, or perhaps they've been to see relatives. There are still many Afghan refugees over there. But you can see that the Iranian frontier is just about 50 metres behind me over there, President Karzai's picture on this side of the border, and beyond that, the two Ayatollahs mark the place where Iran begins. Now, on this side is what the world is really concerned about. These are hundreds of trucks that pass through this frontier every day, most of them empty, coming from Afghanistan, going out into Iran. And the local customs police, border policeman here, told me that he believes about 10 of those trucks might have contraband drugs on them, might be loaded with opium or heroin, hidden in a compartment on the truck. But he doesn't know which one. He doesn't have the equipment or the men to search them all. And this is like an open tap of illegal drugs going into the world from here on the Afghan border.